So these are the interview questions that we came up with.
Do one of you want to read them out loud and we'll see if they still feel relevant?
How old were you when you got pregnant? Was this a planned pregnancy? What was your experience when you told your parents? Is your family supportive? How are they supportive? Are you still with the baby's father? Does he help with the baby? How? What have you given up since you got pregnant? What have you gained? What do you hope for in your baby's future? What advice do you have for others? What do you suggest for girls who want to get pregnant?
Are there going to be any girls there who, like, gave their baby up for adoption?
No. This program is for girls who are parenting or are getting ready to be parents, and they have a daycare for the children there. So we could ask if we could meet their babies.
Oh, Nana likes babies.
I want to meet the babies.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Well,
the baby's father, I guess, could still help with the baby.
Yeah, even if they're not together, he could still be involved in the kid's life.
Does the dad help?
Or is the dad involved with the kid?
How about we feel it out? How about those kinds of questions? Have you ever considered other options besides being the mom? Yeah, because there are other options, right? In this world, if you're pregnant, you don't necessarily have to give birth. There's abortion, right?
But for some reason, while we're talking, we're having a good conversation, can we, like, add questions that aren't on the list?
What do you guys think?
Because it's just a casual conversation.
I think when you kind of have a real conversation, you're going to get more stuff. But this is just a guideline in case you're sitting there going, what do I ask?
Eighth grade is, like, the most important year,
too. Yeah, I think it's one of the...
Yeah, you go to high school next year.
You're going to be presented with a lot more things about, like, getting pregnant and drugs. And if you can't learn about that now...
More peer pressure in high school.
So I think we should at least have a couple of days where we all just do, like a workshop, because it's just so important.
From what you've been saying, obviously, there are middle school students that are sexually active.
Exactly. Yeah. There are.
Do you think that's pretty common?
It's not, like... really common, but it's common.
Yeah. I think a lot of girls, and guys.
They'll change in high school?
I think it'll be, like, extremely common in high school.
Everybody loses virginity in high school.
Say that again?
Everybody usually loses their virginity in high school.
Maida, your eyes went like this.
You guys are just...
It's true.
Okay, so I want to give you guys a little reality check. 50% of the people in high school... or more, so 50-51, are not sexually active at all.
Really?
But that means half. So in this room, four girls, it means half of you may, half of you are not likely to. So that's why we need health.
Exactly.
So that you know that half the kids choose not to.
I think that we should at least, as eighth graders, we should have a workshop or something, honestly, for the whole group for, 3 days or a week or something.
I thought that sex education was required in middle school. I thought that it actually started in grade school.
And last year we learned about a lot of things, but she'd always say next year is when you're really going to learn about this because it's more important. And next year.
She wouldn't even, teach us that much. She would make us do these little, breathing and yoga exercises before class started. And then she'd let us go outside sometimes.
I feel like it's not taken seriously.
I think if I was your age, it might change me if I thought every girl in high school is going to be having sex and not be a virgin by the time she's out of high school. And I think it would change me if people told me that nobody ever does that. Those opinions would affect me.
I think some people are going to think that everybody in high school loses their virginity, that, they have to.
So it's just a matter of when and who. Alex, did you think everybody loses their virginity in high school?
No. I thought a good amount of people did.
I thought 75% of people did.
Do you guys know about Teen Clinic?
I do some trips to Teen Clinic. Teen Clinic is a fabulous place, and they have all the resources, and that's where I get my information. It's completely free, and they offer wonderful services to young people on days that are just for teens. So you can go in there, and you can talk about anything to do with sexuality. And for kids who are thinking of becoming sexually active, it's a great place to go beforehand, in fact.
And they won't tell your parents.
No. It's actually a right that you have.
Yeah,
you can have birth control as young as 11 years old.